All right, hello everybody. Welcome back to another episode of In Liberty and Health. Hopefully everyone is having a fantastic evening, fantastic week, all that good stuff. I can't believe we're already almost, what is it, a quarter or over a quarter of the way through the year. A third. Already. It's just doesn't feel real quite yet. So regardless, super cool show coming at you today. This was actually my second guest on the podcast, and he's been on multiple times before. And if you watch my Monday night show, 5 till midnight, you'll recognize his face. And you probably should recognize him anyways, because I know him and I are kind of run around a lot of the same circles. But anyways, make sure you hit all the links below to figure out what I got going on, where you can find my guests, support me, and all that good stuff. Tiger Fitness, the world's best supplements. I just placed an order today for pre-workout, fat burner, pump pre-workout, all sorts of stuff. Obviously, the outright bars, which are absolutely fantastic. And then Fox and Sons Coffee, use code Kyle at checkout. And without further ado, let's get right into it.
What is up, everybody? My name is Kyle Matovic. I am the host of the In Liberty and Health podcast, where we talk all things liberty, health and wellness, and beyond. My hope is to encourage and spread the message of liberty and physical and mental well-being. I hope you enjoy all the topics we talk about with our guests. We're on all major streaming platforms, so please sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Man, I'm doing as good as anyone can do getting buried by his 13-year-old son on leg day.
I'm not going to apologize for not being on this podcast because I got to go see Metallica. So if that's a problem, kiss my ass.
Okay. And Adam Nutter, welcome
What's
back.
What's up, brother Bear? What's going on?
Nothing, man. Much like you, just got back from the gym. I know you were on your way back when I messaged you, and I think I was on my way there when I messaged you. So, yeah, man, I know you've been taking that a little bit serious lately. What the hell's been going on?
I said this in my act the other day. I was like, I'm trying to fight off death. I'm just trying to work off death. I'm trying to like physically bench press death out of me. And I don't think it's helping, but I'm trying my hardest to just curl out of me. I don't want to die. So keep doing that.
Nice. Yeah. I tweeted this out. There's like this, I think it's probably like football team or something like that, but there's a bunch of kids that go there with like some kind of trainer, and they're a little bit obnoxious, but I get it. They're like having a good time and all that, so I don't really care. But like the one day they were taking up both the bench press benches, and I'm like, come on. And they were like hardly using the one. So I'm like, just please get the fuck off one, because I just need to get on one.
Yeah.
Eventually they did. But like today, this one kid, and I have to imagine he's probably like 16 or 17 or something like that. He was on his back with like a weight over top of him, and he was like, you know, lift his legs up. So probably doing like some kind of core exercise or something like that. And I was listening to a song and the piano was playing. It's a real soft intro. And this dude just ripped ass loud as fuck. It's like, oh man, I'm just going to pretend like I didn't hear that, because I know if I was in his shoes, I wouldn't want anybody to look my way either.
I'm fucking nursing an arm injury. My left arm is fucked up. Like I can't even really place where. It's like just here somewhere. And it's cause I was doing, incline, like free weight incline. And my left side is weaker than my right side because I'm a righty, just naturally. Mm-hmm. So I always need, when I do the heavier weight, I need help with my left side just to get it up a little bit. And one of the female trainers was like, oh, you want help with that? I was like, can you? She was like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Dude, it's the second I go to put it up, she's like, oh, I can't. And my arm just drops back. I just like, it goes straight back. And I was like, yeah, now it's fucked up now. So I just have a pain here. Just floating for like a week now.
Oh my God. The fucking worst. Like, hey, I'll help you with that. Just fucking bail.
Yeah, immediately. Dude, it was immediately couldn't do. And it was only like 85 pounds. It wasn't like a lot of weight, but it was like enough where I was like, oh no. And then it just went right back. And I was like, that's it. My arm's fucked. It's over.
Like, thanks for fucking nothing, you fucking
That's
cunt.
Exactly what I was like. I was like, cool. So yeah. Now I'm just hurt.
There was a, I've never seen this kid before, but like, you know how like you can tell when somebody's just going way too hard. Like, dude, you should probably chill out.
Mm-hmm.
This kid was probably all of like 160, 140 pounds, something like that. Like, he had some muscle on him, don't get me wrong. But I'm pretty sure he was trying to chest press 80 pounds in each hand. And like, he looked like a super novice lifter. And like, you know, somebody's way out of their depth when you have to have somebody like guide you to do a dumbbell press, if you have to have somebody help you like place the dumbbells,
it's not good.
Press, you're looking way too heavy.
Yeah, I saw a kid today doing a tricep like pull down the rope, like this. This was his. It was this. It was like. Like that, dude. It was it's like he was trying to crank for his life. Like I was like, yo, and he was younger too. You're probably like in high school. And I just don't ever remember being that retarded working out in high school, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely was never that bad.
Yeah, well, you know what? I remember watching CT Fletcher, and that's kind of like one of my biggest inspirations for getting into like weightlifting and all that. You know, oh, I command you to grow. And then, you know, they have all these fucking people like the one dude, they used to call him Kevin the Hulk, Mike Rashid. I can't remember some of the other guys, Bolo, some of these other guys. And I remember watching their form like, okay, well, that's like easy enough to do myself. But like, to your point, I remember watching kids do tricep pushdowns with the ropes and they're like fucking swinging it. Yeah. It looks like they're fucking trying to row. I'm like, dude,
it looks like they're trying to ski.
It's in the elbows. That's it, dude. You guys are gonna like fucking blow out your shoulder or something.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. I also like forgot how much I hate working out, but also love it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's such a mental, especially like, I played football almost my whole life. I mean, literally from like 12 to 25 years old, I played football. Like, you know, so like I had like a regiment forever for like lifting. And it's like not lifting for fun. It's like, or it's like lifting with a purpose. And then it becomes a job and then you hate it. You know, it's like anything else. Like, I don't want to fucking work out anymore. So like, I still have that mentality now, even though I'm not working out for anything, I just, besides not dying. So like, I'll just go to the gym and be like, I want to be here. Like, I'm like 15 again. And I'm like, it's like being a pussy and just, you know, just get through it.
Yeah. See, for me, I enjoy it. But the problem is like, man, I have such limited fucking time that like, I wish I could do it faster and more efficiently without getting fucking hurt, because like my bench press is almost, it's right at 300 pounds. I'm not at the fucking three plates yet. And then for like incline press, I do the Buffalo bar, which is the cambered bar. So it's like a little bit of a use. You get a bigger stretch in your chest. I'm doing usually about 6 to 10 reps with about 185. And, you know, you can't exactly rush that up and down when you're doing a fucking chest press. But, and then I also do like a belt squat as a superset with that. So, and with the belt squat, I'm doing 4 plates, 35 pound plates, because our belt squat only has so much, like it doesn't go down far enough, so I have to put stuff underneath my feet and then also put the 35 pound weights on so that way I can squat deeper. But like doing those two things right at the beginning of the workout, that's like, okay, done with that set, just take a fucking breather, give it a couple minutes, go do the other thing, and then those first 4, and then the rest of the workout's kind of quick. So,
dude, I take like minutes between sets now as I get older. Like, I can't, I can't go back to back. I fatigue like instantly. So I take like, I'm not kidding, like a song length in between sets. I'll listen to a whole song and be like, all right, set 2, here we go. Like, I can't rush it anymore. I just, my body's not, it's not doing it. It's like, nah, bro, you gotta stop.
It's about being conditioned. So like, I know Jeffrey Verity Schofield, who I've had on the podcast twice before, and he's really blown up. He always says like, it's a conditioning thing. And I do think there's like a genetic factor to this, where like, as you work out more and more, like for some people, they're probably gonna have the genetics to have like more conditioning, as in like, for some people, it's probably gonna be easier to go back to back to back to back and just be fucking workhorses. Right. But like at the same time, there's some people that probably aren't gonna be able to do that. So like for me, after I do a set of deadlifts, I'm like, okay, like you, about a song length between each set, because after picking up, you know, 500 pounds, I'm like, okay, give me a minute, dude, I'm good.
Yeah, dude. Like I first of all, I don't flat bench because I think my arms are too long, and it's way hard for me to like flat bench. Like it's way for me personally, free weight flat bench is way easier for me. Even though technically it's harder, right? I think like technically it's hard. Not for me. I can't with the straight bar. I'm like, I feel like trapped, if that makes sense. I struggle. So I've been, and I don't have like the strongest bench in the fucking world. I never did. Even when I was playing football, I never did.
Yeah.
But like, I'm trying to get like 5 clean reps with hundreds. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not, I just can't. I think if I went right into it, I could do it, but I can't do it. If I do literally any other weight, there's no way I'm getting 100 up. Like, I have to do this. But it has to be my first thing I do. Like, walk right into the gym, like, all right, here we go. Ah, I'm like, all right, I'm done. Let's go home. Like, that's it. I can't do anything else either.
Well, you know, I feel like when I was younger, I probably would have been able to do a lot more. But kind of like to what you were saying there, a couple weeks ago, I decided, you know what, fuck it. So I'm doing the trap bar because my hip was starting to bug me when I was doing conventional deadlifts because I do sumo. It's just so much easier on my lower back.
Yeah.
And I did 500 reps. Or not 500 reps, 500 pounds for 5 reps. And that's the only time I ever did that. And I'm not kidding you, dude. It took me a week to recover. Like, that entire week at the gym, I'm like, dude, I'm worn out. Like, I can't fucking do this, dude.
I know. Like, I worked out 6 days in a row last, like Monday through Saturday. I was like, dude, I got to not do that. Like, I just can't. Dude, I'm 37. Like, what am I doing? I can't. Also, I'm not training for anything. Like, that's done. I don't fight anymore. I don't fucking do football anymore. Like, what am I? Just literally no reason. The reason to like hurt myself to work out. It's like, for what? To go on stage and tell dick jokes? Like, who gives a shit? It's so stupid. So I gotta, well, like,
at least like the guns will look good while you're telling dick jokes. Exactly. You know, that's what matters. Like, listen,
like,
dude.
So what about like my upbringing? It's like flexing the whole time.
Yeah, listen, dude. I'll really beat your fucking dick off with both hands here. Do you see these motherfuckers? Yeah, I'm definitely kind of. I hate the fact that I'm getting older because, like, now I start to realize what everybody was, like, talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I used to make fun of my dad for going bald, yeah. And then I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Hats and shaved head, brother. Hats and shaved head.
I'm about there. I have, like, another haircut scheduled with my barber because he's just, like, the coolest dude in the world. But I'm like, man, I'm getting grays all on the side. I'm not even fucking 30 yet, and I got grays. I'm like,
yeah, that's rough. I started getting gray in my, like right around 30, I would say. Yeah. But I don't mind the gray in my beard. It's the bald shit. And dude, that's the thing. It's like, I'm not even bald. Like, if I took my hat, like, look. Oh, shit. I have my protein shake off, but like I haven't buzzed my head in a few days.
Yeah.
It's right here. So,
yeah,
like,
well, yeah.
That's it. It's like the little front part that fucks me.
Yeah, dude, I'm the same way. So, like, I started trying doing, like, scalp massage and using a needler and minoxidil, and it definitely helped, but it wasn't like...
I'm like, dude, I spilled my protein shake everywhere, and I just knocked everything else off the desk.
If you need a minute to go get some paper towels, I could run.
No, we're good. Well, okay, it didn't land on the floor, so we're good. Okay. I just landed on wood, so we're fine.
Yeah. I remembered thinking, man, I had like this full head of hair when I was like 16, 17. I'm like, I'm never going to go bald. And then, like, much like you, the male pattern baldness where it's just like right up here is all fucking thinner. Everything else, I'm fucking good. My beard looks beautiful, but
yeah,
the fucking top, done.
It sucks. Yeah, once I started seeing that little thinning, like, you could tell, I'm like, you know what? What am I holding on to? Like, I'm not saving that. That's not coming back. That's literally the peak of, like, you're done, dude. like once this go, like, right here, right where I'm rubbing my head right now, once that starts going, you're fucked. Unless you get a fucking hair replacement, which, by the way, that's like $6,000. I don't give a shit enough. That's like, dude, whatever. I could wear a hat. I don't have a real job. You know, like, I don't have to go into the office every day and be like, wear a suit and tie and, like, be self-conscious about, dude, I just wear a hat all the time and I buzz my fucking head. Because who gives a shit? Like, I can do that. So, like, that's cool. But it is a bummer. It's a real fucking bummer.
Yeah, I know some people kind of throwing shit my way. I remember, like, somebody on Twitter back when, before I started trying to treat it, they're like, oh, look at that hairline. I'm like, yeah, I mean, it just is what it is, man. Like, I don't care. I'm trying to save it the best I can. But I kind of realized that, like, okay, well, I spent a couple $100 trying to maintain it, which I'm good for a couple $100. When I asked my barber about, like, a hair transplant, he was like, yeah, it's like thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I don't care that much.
Right.
I'm not that attached.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I was, like, already famous and, like, I was, like, in Hollywood and you had, like, a rep with your hair, like, sure. Go for it, but just you and me, two assholes in Pennsylvania who have like just getting hair like, for what? Who the fuck are we? Like, it's so dumb, dude.
Well, like, you see what's in now. Like, people have that fucking the retarded fucking frohawk, or either that, or they shave the sides and just have like a ridiculous amount up top, or like the broccoli cut. I'm sure you see tons of these with the broccoli.
You know what it is? It's like the new shave mullet thing almost, where like it's like do a mullet or don't do a mullet. Like, you know, like, have the balls to do it, or don't do it. It's like they want to do it, but they're like, well, this is like the trendy mullet. Fuck you. You're taking that away from people who really earn that shit.
Yeah, listen, man, my dad was probably knocking up my mom back in the fucking, you know, in the early 90s, fucking in the back of an IROC Z or something like that. Like, they deserved mullets. Exactly. We don't even have fucking, we don't even have T-tops anymore, and you still want to grab a mullet, dude. You're a poser.
Yeah, come on. Fucking fake, bro.
Hey, you and your fucking Toyota Corolla with a fucking mullet. Suck my dick.
Yeah, your Honda Civic and your fucking fake mullet, you fucking bitch. I hate you.
There's this one dude that goes to my gym, and I'm pretty sure it's his brother too, but there's these two guys. There's one dude, I call him Juice Tard, and this other dude, who I'm pretty sure is his younger brother. And like, I don't really talk to that many people. Like, if people come up to me and say something, yeah, I'll just have a quick conversation because I'm very, very focused. But I swear to God, this dude that I call Juice Tard, he like shouts across the gym. <Tard. laughs> Yeah. Well, I'm not kidding. He's on juice. He looks fucking great. Don't get me wrong. But like, when he talks to somebody, he's just like fucking screaming. I'm like, can you not? Like, I peaced out, and you're like just fucking ruining the vibe here, dude.
Autism, you know. that's what it is. It's always autism.
Yeah. Well, I talked to this dude once, and he wanted me to help him do like a drop set on our stupid fucking linear hack press, which I hate that machine. I don't know if you know what the linear hack press is. It's like, okay, yeah, I fucking hate that thing. I wish we just had a regular hack squat, but like this is kind of like the cheaper version of that. I remember him saying like, oh yeah, I'm doing like 1,000 milligrams of caffeine a day. I'm like, dude, you're gonna die. The recommendation every day is like 400 milligrams at most. Fucking dude, yeah. Blast like 1,000 milligrams.
Whatever is in a ghost energy drink is what I take a day in caffeine.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, because coffee makes me, I like coffee, but I shit like I might as well not even drink it. Honestly, it's I'm like, oh, this is good. Oh, I got a shit. It's like, it's as I'm drinking it. It's so I try to limit my coffee intake, which actually I do like it a lot. But so yeah, I don't really drink coffee anymore. So
okay, we fucking got some people rolling in. Look at these handsome boys from our boy Clayman. And good to Clayman's see you.
By the way, that I want that tattooed on me. That's so weird that that's his. I mean, it's weird that we also happen to like, you know what that's from, Clayman? Like that logo, like that icon and that guy, you know what that's from? It's from fucking Space Monkeys. It's an old video game. And that was it was a claymation. It was a great game. It was for PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And he was claiming as the main character. And you had to like go around and fight these like skull monkeys, like monkeys with like skulls on their head and shit. And that's the exact tattoo I've wanted for years. And when I first saw him commenting on our shit on Fox Minute, I was like, "Get the fuck! Is this guy trolling my life?" I was like, "It's crazy."
Oh my god! I see what you're talking about. Hold
yeah,
on. Hold
it's
on,
one of my favorite on, games on. Of all time.
Okay, so you know what one of my favorite games for PlayStation was? Jack 2 is probably my favorite. I don't think I've ever seen this. Jack 2 is fucking badass. But what the fuck was it called? Not Ray. So oh my god, why can't I remember?
Spyro the Dragon.
No. Rayman.
Oh, Rayman. Yeah, Rayman was fucking awesome, dude. So Neverhood was the first version. It was the computer Neverhood, and that was like a point and click. And then Space Monkeys was like the sequel, and that was on PlayStation.
Space Monkeys. There was another Ape Escape. I'm thinking of Ape Escape.
Oh,
that
Ape
game
Escape
was pretty cool,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, Space Monkeys.
Okay. Well. They're just going to show real space monkeys, I guess. Yeah. Try to set in PlayStation.
Okay, yeah. PlayStation.
What the fuck?
Space Chimps? Super Bowl?
No.
Ape Escape? Sea Monkeys?
Dude, am I not thinking of the name? Hold on. Am I blanking on the name of the game? No, it's definitely Space Monkeys.
Neverhood, right?
That's the first one. Yeah, that was the first game. Clayman is the main character.
Skull Monkey?
Skull Monkey! Jesus Christ. I even said it, too. I was like, they all have skulls in their head. Skull Monkeys. Mm. Yeah, Skull Monkeys. Sorry. Holy shit, kill me. Yeah, Skull Monkeys. Gotcha. This is one of my favorite games of all time. I remember playing it for, like, so many hours with my buddy growing up, my buddy Chris. Like, it was such a... But I want that exact fucking logo. That thing is as a tattoo. It's so weird that he has that.
Well, you know, I'm so much of a fucking nerd, and I like never talk about gaming, but like I play ridiculous amounts of fucking World of Warcraft. I actually have right there, that's a saying from World of Warcraft. It says Loktar Ogar, which means victory or death.
Okay.
And that's something from, yeah, I mean, that's, they've been saying that since like the fucking, I think Warcraft, the original Warcraft.
I remember playing the original Warcraft. Yeah, on PC, dude. Yeah. It was like StarCraft and all that type of shit. Yeah, the original GTA, which is like the overhead, like block 2D. Yeah, dude. That. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. I remember being a kid thinking that like the purpose of Grand Theft Auto was literally to just run around it and cause as much destruction as possible.
100% the point of the game still to this day. That actually hasn't changed at all. If you play Grand Theft Auto for real, you're a fucking loser. Like if you're not just going around just destroying things, like what are you doing? I don't understand.
Yeah, like I think I know what everybody did as soon as they got Grand Theft Auto. And you probably remember this too. Back in the day, you used to go to like Family Video or Blockbuster and you'd rent the game.
Yeah,
and the
dude.
First thing you would do as soon as you get Grand Theft Auto or something like that, go online. I forget the website that had all the cheat codes and the mods.
Yeah,
but you'd immediately like summon a tank and all the guns and just go blow shit up.
Remember Game Genie and Game Shark?
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, so for all the younger crew out there, Game Genie was for Sega, and it was like a cartridge.
Yeah.
And you put the game cartridge on top of that cartridge to form a super cartridge, and then that whole cartridge went into your Sega, and it came with the book of codes for, like, most games. Like, most games were in there. Like, Aladdin, fucking random, even random-ass games that were in this book. And then you would be like, all right, and go to Game Genie and type in all the codes for, like, Infinite Life, Infinite Health, Infinite whatever the fuck. And then Game Shark was that for PlayStation. You just plug it in the back. Fucking old school, dude.
Fuck yeah. I remember modding Halo 2 back in the day. So Halo 2 came out, I think it was November of 2004. Did you ever play Halo 2 online?
I was never a Halo guy. I just never played Halo. Man. I was always like a Call of Duty guy.
I'm so disappointed.
I just never picked it up, and now I'm too old. So I'm not going to play it now. That's just gone. That's just something that I missed out on, and it's just gone. Like I was playing other games in high school. I was playing, like, again, Call of Duty. I still play a lot of Madden to this day. I was just doing other shit. Like, I just never picked up on Halo. I don't know why either. It looks fun. It just, now it's like, that's just not for me anymore.
Yeah, no, dude, I kind of get it. I'm trying to think of, Fallout. Fallout would probably be the game series that I'm that same exact way with. Like,
same.
I remember I played
Missed
Fallout.
Yeah.
I played Fallout 3 for like 2 seconds. I remember like it did that whole locking in and target something. I'm like, this is stupid. I just never played it again.
Dude, there's so many dog shit games. I mean, this is actually a bigger gripe of just companies in general than it is about gaming that people could latch onto, because, like, you know, these companies are straight scumbags. Like, straight scumbag. Like, everything's played to pay to win. Like you got to pay for everything now. Like, they put everything behind
content,
paywalls, everything, dude. Like, the new Star Wars game, that looks like shit anyway. Also, everything's woke and trash, too. But that's besides the point. We already know that.
Yeah.
But, like, the new Star Wars game, like, one of the missions is just behind a paywall, and it's like, okay, cool.
It's like, just not gonna do that now.
Just not gonna do that one. I'm not gonna buy the game, but, like, I'm just saying, it's not the point. It's garbage. EA is trash, dude. The fact that, like, the NFL has a contract with EA for Madden is disgusting, because it really is true. Like, our philosophy, the whole libertarian philosophy of, like, you know, competition breeds innovation and all that shit. Like, you see it so little now with video games, because EA has a contract with NHL. EA has a contract with the NFL. So every year, no one else can make an NHL game. No one can make an NFL game. It's just Madden in NHL. And Madden, every year, gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Dude, back in like 04 Madden, you used to be able to like custom your character with like tattoos, everything. Yeah. Gone for years. I can't put my own last name in the game because it's a curse word. I can't put Nutter in for anything on EA related. Any EA thing, I can't use Nutter. So I just have to make up names, or I'll use like my middle name. So I'll be like Adam Anthony, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like they just keep not caring. And then the whole community is like, yo, this sucks. And they went, yeah, well, do something about it. We're like, we can't. Because when Madden was, when 2K was making football games, 2K, was it 2K4? Or 2K2? Whatever the last 2K game was. Fuck, I can't remember now. I think it was 2K4 or 5. That was like way better than every Madden game ever put out. And then they lost a contract. EA got the exclusive contract. And then Madden has been truly shit from downhill. Because at least Madden, what used to be good, because they had to be. they had to make a competitive, and now it's just dog shit. A lot of EA games are like that because they buy out the contracts for all these like rights and IP and shit, and they're like, well, we're making Star Wars games now, or we're making NFL now, or we're making hockey now. Like they did, like it sucks. It's really truly trash.
You know what? That reminds me of the whole Sweet Baby thing. I think it was called Sweet Baby Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly. Okay.
I know this whole thing. It's a bunch of black girls who were complaining about an issue that wasn't related to them at all. And then
okay, here we go.
I think they got shit on. And they're like, you're racist. Like, it has nothing to do with you.
Like, well, okay. So basically, I guess I should preface it with this. So like one of my favorite game series, and I said it like ruined campaign gaming for me, was Mass Effect. Like I fucking loved Mass Effect 1 through 3, and they just did like a legendary remodel. So I know you said you like miss some of these, but like if you'd ever want to, it's so fun.
Yeah. I miss BioShock. I miss Mass Effect. I miss Fallout. I miss all those. I miss everything. I really only played Call of Duty my whole life.
Holy fuck. Yeah, dude, you missed out a lot, but like, Mass Effect like ruined campaign games for me because the campaign was so fucking good. Like, so you had three games in a series where like every single decision from the first game to the very last game made a difference in how the story played out.
That's cool. Yeah, I like that.
Throughout the whole fucking series. And then they came out with a fourth game called Mass Effect Andromeda. And, that one had like lesbian stuff and like some of the characters were gay. And I'm like,
pass.
Come on, man.
Right.
And then the same company, BioWare, right? BioWare also makes, well, they make Mass Effect, and they also made Dragon Age. The first two Dragon Age games were normal. Mass Effect was normal too, like the first 1 through 3. And then Dragon Age, I think it was Inquisition, had same stuff, woke stuff. And then this is kind of where this whole Sweet Baby thing kind of came to light. More so recently, but like apparently this company Sweet Baby, here I'll pull up the screenshot, has been behind a lot of like the wokeifying games. And what they do is like basically we'll like destroy you if you don't follow our woke narrative. Okay, so yeah, here, found in 2018, Sweet Baby Inc. is a narrative development and consultation studio based in Montreal, of course in Canada. working around the globe, our mission is to tell better, more empathetic stories while diversifying and enriching the video game industry. We aim to make games more engaging, more fun, meaningful, and inclusive. That's the key word right there for everyone.
Yeah, first of all, the best video games in the world are made by Japanese dudes who are incels and white dudes in basements. Those are the best video games made in the world. So, like, I don't want to hear this bullshit. All right? It's just not true. All these, the only game that's good with all the like this shit is Assassin's Creed, because it's like historical and they put a lot of culture into it, but that's it. And that should be, because it's a lot about like that world. Everything else that has wokeified shit in it is dog shit, and it's not a good game. Again, it's like, is there a reason the character's gay? Does his cum save the world because he's gay? Like, is there a plot point to it? Because if there's not, then you're just pandering, right? Because that's like what it is.
Well, like, we see this in, like, a lot of TV shows now. So, I don't know if you watch, like, The Last of Us TV show.
I don't care. I never played the game, so.
Okay, yeah, well, fair enough. Well, I never played the game yet either, but I've heard it's really good. I'm probably going to get it on PC because I've always wanted to play it after watching the show now. But, like, the show was actually really fucking good. But
I know. Then I heard the whole episode that with what's his face. By the way, Shitlib. Yeah. Was it? Oh, God damn it. Nick Offerman. He's a shitlib big time, which is a bummer because Ron Swanson is one of the greatest characters of TV history. A diehard, you know, libertarian dude, and then he's like just a shitlib in real life. It sucks.
So yeah, it's pretty funny because I remember seeing all these libertarians share Ron Offerman. I'm like, why are you sharing this? Because I never watch it. He was on what, The Office?
No, Parks and Rec, which was a great show. Parks and Rec was great.
Okay, yeah, I've never watched Parks and Rec. Maybe I'll check it out. But like, I remember reading an article, and this was probably back in like 2014, where he said like, oh, sometimes I just have a good old masculine cry. I need to combat toxic masculinity. I'm like, this dude's a cunt. Like, why?
Yeah,
why?
No, he's a shitload. Yeah.
But then like, as I kind of saw more and more people are like, oh no, he's like really awesome in this one show. I'm like, how can you be like a cunt in fucking, you know, reality, but then like you play the most base character,
dude. No, his character is the most base character. I you gotta watch Parks. You will fall in love with his character, Ron Swanson. Like, he's so funny because he's like, I got a government to destroy government from the inside. Like, that's his whole character, yeah. You know. But he's also like, the typical man's man on that show, where, you know, like, one episode, this is like a very famous part of the show, where he's like, he was trying to get to some steakhouse for like days, and he just kept falling through. So they finally could just get to some local diner that they're at. And he's like, he goes to the waiter, he's like, listen to me. He's like, give me all the eggs and bacon you have. And he goes to walk away. He's like, he grabs, like, no. He's like, I'm afraid what you might heard was, give me a lot of eggs and bacon. Give me all of the eggs and bacon you have. And like that type of character, like, you know, it's very funny, dude. But yeah, such a shit lib. It's a bummer when you find out so many of these characters, like, oh, yeah, man, you suck in real life, dude. It's like all of these dudes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of like back in the early days of Family Guy, where like it was funny. And then I think we talked about this a little bit on Five Till Midnight, but like basically Family Guy has become a vessel for Seth MacFarlane is the guy who writes it, right?
It's he doesn't write shit anymore. Well, he hasn't wrote shit in years.
Well, it's either like, it's like a vassal for him to vent his liberal feelings to the world through Brian, who's always right about everything. And like, I can't stand that shit. Like, typically liberals will make good shows, good stories, good art. But then like when you're, progressive agenda bleeds through, it's just so fucking
terrible.
Like Sarah and I are watching this show, The Rookie. It's all about a cop who's well, basically, like, of course all the guys are Homer Simpson duds, doofuses, who just can't do anything for themselves, and all the girls are like these incredible badasses who just beat everybody's ass,
right? Totally, just are totally realistic, as somebody who lived that job. Totally realistic, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you see the shit conquer in media. The 100 was another show where like the story was good, but just like there's like dykes in it, and you know, the main character is a girl power, a girl boss, and she's like fucking making out with another girl. Like, okay, cool. Like watching chicks kiss is cool, I guess, but like, how's this relevant to the fucking story?
That's my point. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Unless it has to do with the story, you're just doing it for a pandering job. And it's like, I don't, dude, that's why I really have become old man yells at clouds, like curmudgeon-y, because like I don't watch anything anymore. Cause I'm like, it's going to be woke trash. I don't want to get mad. So I just watch thing. Dude, I really am like an autistic dude. I just watch things that comfort me that I know is not going to piss me off. Like old episodes of American Dad, old episodes of Family Guy, like like that. I've been watching Dirty Jobs again. Like a good micro, a good conservative fucking show host, you know what I'm saying? Just like shit like that to be like, yeah, man, fuck, no agenda here, just showing dudes new jobs, man, that I'll never do.
Yeah, well, you know what, one show that was kind of like a breath of fresh air was Reacher. So I don't know if you watch Reacher, but like Alan Ritchson, even though like he did some interview where he called Donald Trump a rapist, like whatever, that show actually itself was pretty good, and like no bullshit behind. Yeah, well, you don't get that big by
no shit.
Know.
I don't care. He's still jacked as fuck.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, like one thing I think a lot of people forget when it comes to people who may be or may not be on gear is that like you still have to work your ass off. So I mean,
yeah,
like,
100%.
Regardless, Alan Ritchson fucking puts in work.
Exactly.
Rock.
Exactly.
Like
Thor.
Fucking, yeah. These dudes ain't fucking sitting around just doing bicep curls and then gaining 30, 40 pounds of muscles. Like no,
right.
These dudes fucking eat. They train their asses off, and they're in the gym fucking religiously because it's their job to look like that.
Yeah, remember when 300 came out and we're like, they're so in good shape. It's like, yeah, they're all on steroids. Like, what are you talking about? They did a year of gear to fucking train for this movie. Yeah, your fucking mind. Have you seen them now? They're all fucking fat and out of shape, including Fassbender, and he's like kind of skinny. So it's like, yeah, they all got on gear for a fucking year and a half and then got off it.
Yeah, well, what's the saying? Somebody said this in a group chat the other day that I was in. They said, chicken and rice equals steroids. I'm like, yeah, that's right. Because what do people always say? Oh, yeah, it's just chicken, broccoli, and rice.
Yeah,
that's my diet.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, that and fucking what was anabolic steroids, dude.
Yeah, the one of the sayings that was always copy and pasted on some of these bodybuilding forums was like, train hard, eat clean, Anavar, give up.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, yeah, that's it,
dude. I'd be so afraid to take steroids because I was again feel like it's gonna stop my heart. I just know it.
You know, I used to think they were like super bad for you. I don't think they're as bad as people make them out to be, but I think the problem is that our psychology plays games on us. So like when you see the disproportionate gains that you haven't seen in a long time. So like me, I've been training for about 15 years now, probably. And then seriously for about 4 or 5 years, I'm not going to see large jumps in the weights that I'm doing. So to see that again, like your newbie gains come back, that's fucking addictive, dude. And then what do people think? Yeah. If a little bit's good, a lot must be better. When typically it's just like, okay, a little bit and then like you're good. You're going to get a bump, but that's like it. But once again, your psychology is going to tell you, hey, I should just keep blasting more and more and more because I'll get more and more results. But like even Ronnie Coleman, when he was on Joe Rogan, he said he wasn't doing like high dosages of shit. His genetics were just that fucking good.
Yeah,
like,
he was even, a monster anyway.
Yeah, even before fucking all the performance enhancing drugs, dude was still fucking enormous.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and the fact that he was a cop also is crazy. Because it's like, imagine that guy chasing you. It's like, oh, dude, you got it. You got it.
I'll just die, I guess.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll just lay down. But like, I agree with you about the steroid. Like, I don't think it's as bad as people, but I also don't think it's good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's like...
Yeah, oh, no, it's definitely not.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's like you're just taking water.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely fucking you up for sure, but I don't think it's... fucking you up as bad as people also make it out to be. It's one of the, like, it's like everything else, you know?
Yeah, well, it's more people than it is anything else, where like people have, they tend to just, you know, like I was saying earlier, just over fucking do it and just go fucking crazy with it. I want to see if I can find this video of Ronnie Coleman.
No, he's a fucking beast, dude.
Back broken. He was on, when he was talking about his back being broken on Joe Rogan. Okay, no, that's like 20 minutes. It was so fucking funny, but like, he's like the most humble, chill dude ever. He was on Joe Rogan fucking talking about his back breaking. And he's like, yep, I was doing like 2,300 pounds. My back cracked. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, something ain't right. Just, yeah, you know, you just like broke your back. It's no big deal, but.
Dude, there are some dudes, again, they're clearly on steroids, but like, there are some dudes at the gym who just put up so much massive weight, and you're like, dude, that's fucking crazy. And I know it's not natural, but it's still impressive, like we were saying. Like, that's the thing. It's like, it's still impressive. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, you're not doing it. You know, like, it's still impressive that this guy's putting up. Like, there's a guy at my gym who benches like 3 to 4 plates pretty regularly, and I'm like, I'm like, how are you doing this? Like, how are you physically doing this? Even though you're on, I get it, but like, still, that's a lot of fucking weight, dude. Like, how are you? I understand it's not collapsing under you. Mm. Like, a human being should be able to be doing this. It's like you're lifting a car.
Yeah. Well, I remember
like a small car.
Yeah. I thought I had a hernia back when I first started my last job, and I was probably around like 350 or 400 pounds, like on my deadlift. And I remember the dude who kind of looked me over, he was like, yeah, that's like for forklifts. Don't do that. But yeah, pretty much like anytime you see somebody putting up that kind of weight, I'm like, yeah, 300 pounds is, like I said, years and years of training. 500 pounds on a deadlift, years and years of training. The guy who I probably... who I do believe is natural and strong as fuck would be Lane Norton. He's probably one of my favorite people in the fitness world. I believe he set one of the world records in the squat and deadlift. I believe they were both over 600 pounds. And like, if you looked at him, he's really not that fucking big. Like, you could generally, what you're looking for in people who are doing gear is like, they made a large jump just out of nowhere.
Also, their muscles look like inflated with like water balloons almost.
They never look flat. Yeah.
Right. It looks like it's being pumped with something like a liquid or an air or like some sort of like a slime.
There are people who do fucking synthol, which is like an oil that you can inject into yourself.
Oh my God. No. Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if you've ever looked this up, but like synthol muscles, it's fucking okay. Yeah, it's
no, I just heard you're telling me right now for the first time. I did not know that was a thing. That's disgusting. I would never do that to myself. That's
it is really gross. So for those watching or listening, if you go over on YouTube, you'll see.
Oh no, no.
Yeah,
no.
These dudes will literally inject themselves.
Those two guys are holding hands in the BTK.
These are the results after using synthol injections.
Oh, no.
Synthol injections, a dangerous trend that should be avoided. Complications can be severe, including infections, nerve damage, and disfigurement. Synthol can also lead to the formation of uneven lumps.
I hate this so much. Hate this so much.
So they
that makes
said
me
that
fucking vomit, dude.
Yeah, they said that Rich Piana.
Ever wondered why Rich Piana had those massive arms? Yet you'd rarely catch him flexing. Some might guess it's the result of an hour arm workout. But there's more to the story. The real secret, Synthol. It's an oil some bodybuilders inject to inflate their muscles to mega sizes without the usual grind.
So fucking gross.
That's disgusting. That's fine. Yeah. Yo, so my dad was jacked when he was younger, like in his 20s. Like, for real. Like, he was, I think, I asked him the other day, I think his max bench was like 340 something.
Ooh.
And not on steroids. He never took steroids. Like this is back in the day. You know, like he was just a fuck. But like he even said, like I, like right now, me now even, I was curling more than him when he was jacked because he's like, I just pretty much focused on back and chest. Mm-hmm. He's like, my back and chest was massive, but he's like, I didn't really work on my arms that much. So like, I'm like, what was your max curl? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, was it 90? He's like, not even 90. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. Cause I'm like, I do like 10 reps and 90. You know, like I'm like cranking 90s out. He's like, yeah, but I can't even do, I think, like I said, two plates on a bench, on a fly bench. So it's just like, I don't understand how I curl more than he was in his heyday, but he was putting up 340 on a bench. This makes, I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, like for some things, you definitely specialize them at the expense of others. So I don't know if you listen to Mike Isratel at all, but he's probably one of my favorite people that's kind of talking about like muscle hypertrophy. And he says that what like people should do if they want to kind of gain, like build an area that may be lacking. So like for me, my chest is probably like one of my more lacking parts because I never really benched until more recently. Then you should probably increase the volume on that and then turn down the volume on all other body parts so that way you can kind of focus on that. Like, so for me now, I do about 19 sets of back per week spread across two workouts, 16 sets of chest, 10 sets of biceps, 10 sets of triceps, 16 sets of quads, 8 sets of hamstrings, 8 sets of glutes, and 10 sets of calves, and 10 sets of shoulders throughout the week. That's what my average volume looks like. So like the bigger muscles get a little bit more attention. And also like throughout all of those, when you do a lat pull down, you're getting some bicep. The best way I heard somebody kind of describe this was like, if you're doing lat pull downs, let's say you do 4 sets of lat pull downs, consider that 2 sets of biceps because obviously when you're bending your elbow, you're getting some bicep in there.
Yeah. Cause again, I'm just getting older. My muscles are just failing. Like, so I've been just doing like a muscle group a day, except for arms. I'll do buys and tries in one day. Like I did today is buys, but like, I'll do like chest, then buys and tries. Then I'll do shoulders. Then I'll just do like all legs. Then I'll do back. Like I've been struggling to like, I used to do like chest and back, like up until very recently, I was doing like chest and back in the day or whatever, you know, pick your thing. And I was like, dude, I am just burning my fucking self out. Like I'm just like so fucking sore and tired. Like I gotta. So I asked like a few trainer buddies and I was like, is this detrimental if I just do a thing a day? They're like, not really. I'm like, all right, cool. Cause like, again, I'm not training for like a thing. Like, you know, I'm like, am I gonna lose like a lot of muscle? Like, no, you'll be fine. Like just work out. Like, all right.
Yeah. So typically muscle, I believe, atrophies after like 10 days of no stimulation at all. So I mean, like you really have to like neglect it to actually like lose muscle. There's a study done that I know a lot of people talk about where I think like you can maintain the muscle you've built on about a ninth of the one ninth of the volume that you use to get it there. So like I could go down to almost nothing and maintain everything that I have.
Right.
You're not going to grow. You're not going to get any strength. You're just going to maintain. So like actually taking a week off is perfectly fine. So I had Bill Campbell on like a year and a half ago, and him and I kind of talked about deloading because that was kind of a popular topic back then. I still think it's important where like some people do deloads where like, you kind of heard my volume earlier where I do like 16 sets of like chest and back, right? Instead of doing that, I would crank that down to maybe like 8 to 10 sets in a week. Either that or I just do like 2 workouts that week and then just take the rest of the week off. Cause I do, you know, I hit each muscle twice a week. If you're hitting everything once a week, preferably twice, you're fine. So like, yeah. I think people just get super fucking in their head about this kind of stuff. But you know, regardless at that, you still have to consider like what is going to be easiest for you to follow. Cause like if you hate your program, you're eventually going to say, fuck it, I don't want to do it.
Exactly. You got to switch it off and you got to know. It's a fun thing I always think about. fictional characters like Superman, like what would he have to bench to grow his bench? You know what I'm saying? Like what would the weight he would have to put up to grow Superman's bench? Like the world, he has to bench the like planets. Like what is his bench limit to grow his muscle? I always think of like fictional characters like that, like Omni-Man from Invincible. Like yeah. What is his bench? Because like he's like a Superman character. Like what's his bench? Like what does he got to do to get stronger? Is he just naturally he can't? Like whatever he's capped at. Like what's how's yeah. that work? What's the lore? And like in fictional superhuman strength. They never really address it in anything. Cause I'm a comic book guy, and like they'll mention like how much characters could lift, like mm-hmm. Spider-Man, Hulk. I've read this all before, but like they yeah. never go, well, they could grow muscle. Right, they just always say, "Well, the Hulk's lifted like a trillion tons before." It's like, okay, well, yeah. can he lift 2 trillion tons if he works at it? Like, yeah. what's his routine? Does he have to yeah. turn to the Hulk to fucking like bench some fucking shit? Like, you know, like what's the rules?
Yeah, what does progressive overload look like for the fucking Hulk?
Like, right,
are we just putting up a continent or something like that? Like, are you starting off at like Alaska, moving up to fucking yeah, like you know Africa? What are we doing here?
And what can you physically lift that wouldn't yeah. destroy like the world? Like you know, like just a belt. Like you can't lift. There's nothing to lift naturally out there. Even rocks, I mean, are a limit. I get and weight. Yeah. So, like, what would you lift? The Himalayas? Like, what the fuck are you lifting if you're Superman? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and make like, it make sense, DC. Oh no, DC did just put out though their trans and pride fucking thing. If you want to go to their Instagram page and pull it up,
I don't know if you can pull it up. I don't have Instagram.
Oh yeah, I think it was Instagram. I'm pretty sure it was.
Awful motherfuckers. They have to ruin fucking everything.
It just got shit on to oblivion in the comments, which is very funny.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
DC. Beautiful. I fucking love it.
DC official. Here it is. Okay. Present. Share screen. DC official. Share. You see this?
Bam. Oh my god. Are you serious?
We did a festival season vibe check, and they passed with flying colors, and it's the Pride flag and the trans flag. Pre-order DC's 2024 Pride Anthology and pick up this gorgeous cover. Apparently, the third Robin's gay. I didn't know that, but apparently he's gay now. But the comic book I own of him becoming Robin doesn't mention that at all. Weird. So, yeah. Apparently all these characters are super gay. So, and then if you just look in the comments, it's just like, I remember when comic book stories had nothing to do with anybody's sexuality. It was just heroes fighting villains. nice one, lads. Confuse kids as much as you can. I'm going to give that one a like. these are all gifts that you can't see. We need a heterosexual month. I say it should be January to start the year off straight. but then you have like bots like this. Comic book fans, don't be homophobic. Challenge impossible. Yeah, no, that's what we're being homophobic. No, we're just calling. So, yeah. They tried to do a thing where DC, maybe a year or two ago, I can't remember when, where Superman's son, they were like, he's gay. Superman's son's gay. Mm. And guess how many issues that shit lasted?
Like one or two.
Maybe seven. Mm-hmm. Because they couldn't justify printing what they weren't selling. Right, so like everyone bought the first one to be like, what the fuck is this bullshit? Right, just to trash it. And then that was it. Because again, you're pandering to a group that doesn't really support you.
Right.
Gay dudes are, I'm not saying gay dudes don't like comic books. I'm saying like the gay community isn't about comic books. Yeah. Individuals who might be gay like comic books. So you're pandering to a group that doesn't really give a shit. And you're taken away from the group who does give a shit. So
right. Well, that's like the whole deal with the Sweet Baby and making games that are like gay friendly and stuff like that. Like you are marketing to a group who probably hates you, wants to put you out of business for one. And then like, they're never going to buy your stuff anyway. So why are you pandering to them? Like we all know the stereotype is the fucking white dude in his mom's basement drinking Mountain Dew.
Right.
Why don't you market to those guys? Like I'm just being honest here because
all they don't care about money anymore. Right. It's all about agendas.
Yeah. All the women who are fucking bitching that this game's not inclusive enough, or I don't even think there's like gay or trans people asking for shit to be inclusive. Cause I mean, like, even if there are, a couple hundred of them. Like, are you really going to try to placate a couple hundred people versus like the millions that buy your games?
yes, they are, actually, Kyle, they are. But like true girl gamers though don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Like girls who actually give a fuck about gaming, which is not a lot because most of them are just whores online. But the ones who actually are decent and actually game to game, they don't give a fuck. They're like, is the story good? Are the graphics good? Is this game broken? No, I'm in. Like, just like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of like a point that we were bringing up last night was kind of gatekeeping women from male spaces. So, I mean, this is kind of why, like, as much as I say I hate sports, I get it and I appreciate it because, like, typically these are male-only spaces. So, like, everybody jokes about the man cave. But, like, there's some serious, like, cultural implications about this beyond just sports, beyond just, you know, men and women. This is, like, an area where, like, everybody agrees without, like, saying, hey, we're not going to talk about politics. Everybody comes here with a fucking purpose and we're all going to enjoy, you know, our proxy for war, which is sports. And we're going to watch people fucking just give it their all, throw the ball down the field, you know, running for the fucking touchdown or something like that. We're doing that, and that's all it's going to be. We're not talking about politics. We're focused on this. When people go to see NASCAR, we're all fucking watching that left turn or for that fucking car wreck. Like, this is what we're doing. Women aren't allowed. We're not going to allow the fucking quality of this to be fucking cranked down. This is what we're focused on. And it's the way that I feel about music. Like, we don't fucking go to a concert and say, you know, how about that election? You know, how do you think that Biden's doing? He's clearly fucked up. Like, yeah, like, we fucking know that. But, like, I went to the concert because I want to go see music. Mm-hmm. I don't want to think about politics. I want to fucking enjoy my drink and watch the fucking band live. And, you know, I'm sure there's people out there who just want to fucking smoke a joint and listen to Clutch or COC or something like that. And just be in the moment and enjoy that. That's why, like, gatekeeping spaces, you know, potentially from women, if not definitely from women, and from people who seek to, like, drive agendas through shit, I think that shit's so fucking important.
I agree. Especially, like you said, in sports. And, like, it's like I'm not being a dick. It's like, what do you think is going to happen if you throw a chick in the NFL? She's going to succeed? Shut up. You know she's not. You know it. And again, like we were talking about the other day about Caitlin Clark. Like, yeah, bro, she's a great basketball player for a woman. And then if she went up against a pro NBA player, she would look like me up against her.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what's happening. It's not happening. Steph Curry, not even Steph. I mean, imagine her going up with like Draymond, a 7-foot monster. Be like, get the fuck out of here. Because he's not going to get embarrassed for your agenda. Yeah.
Right.
Because then what's going to happen to that? If some guy lets himself get clowned for the fucking show, everyone behind the scenes will be like, you're a fucking gay bitch, dude. You let some chick dunk on you. Like, you know, that's not happening, especially in the NBA culture. It's not happening. Mm. So, like, I hate these conversations. That's why I get so, I'm like, no, they're not better than men. No, they're not. Mm. Especially in physical combat or any combat sport, which like hockey, football, MMA, like anything. Like, no. No, it's crazy. I actually don't want to see a woman get her fucking head kicked in. So stop doing this. Like, I actually do care about them and don't want them dead. Please stop. Like, it's all for the agenda, dude. You know that. I mean, we all know that.
Yeah. Well, that was like that whole situation with what was her name? Fallon Fox or whatever.
Fallon Fox.
Like, yeah. Fucking like kicked women's heads in.
Dude. And Jesus, this is the thing about that person. Mm-hmm. Shitty male fighter. Shitty. I think it was a 500 record. Goes to female, starts winning because he was also beating amateur chicks. Ashley Evan Smith said, I'll fight that motherfucker. And she beat the fuck out of him. Because Ashley Evan Smith is a pro fighter. And she was like, no, I got this. And that's why I love her. I always fucking root for her fights because she's like, no, nah. She's like, I know. She's like, I want it.
No, we'll put this to stop.
She's like, no,
here.
I'm a more talented fighter. And she was like, she knocked him out. Yeah. Or it was TKO. So, I forgot. But
yeah, I did a whole podcast on this when it was a big deal. Leah Thomas, I think it was that.
The swimmer.
And you know, what's funny is that actually, like, I looked at the times for it and when it was a, he was actually a good swimmer. Like,
I thought he was like average.
Well, but like in respect to like worldwide, like really didn't do too bad.
Right.
Like out of the top 500, I think he was somewhere in like the low 400s. So, I mean, obviously not like the fucking best in the world, but like
But blowing away the average. Well, that's the thing about like, dude, like if like third string quarterbacks, I'm like, you understand how good that guy is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm like, I understand he's literally two spots behind the starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. That guy will put the ball anywhere on the field when he wants to on you. Like you're nothing. He is still great compared to Pat Mahomes. No, he's trash. Right. Mm-hmm. But to you. You? You're no one, dude. Like, I tell this story all the time. Like, I was a pretty decent football player, dude. Like, I was. Like, I knew my limits. Like, I was pretty good. I played safety. I was a defensive guy. You know, I was supposed to go to New Haven, whatever. Not important. Played semi-pro the whole nine, right? I thought I was pretty good. I played football year-round for a long time. I played, like, tackle semi-pro shit, like, in the fall. And then I did two-and-a-touch and flag leagues in the spring and summertime. So I was playing all year-round. Of some sort of football. In my two-hand touch league, I remember we were undefeated. We thought we were the shit. And we were like 22 years old at the time. You know, like we were like fucking dude, flying high. Most like we played this other guy. The quarterback's like 40 years old at the time. And we're like, dude, we're going to fuck these guys up. Like we are going to fuck these guys up. The referee, he's like, hey, just so you guys know, that guy used to be the backup quarterback for Florida State. And we went, who gives a fuck? Oh, the backup for Florida State? Ooh. Yeah, let me tell you something. That guy beat us 40-0. He absolutely fucked us up. It was such a display of like how good college athletes are. D1 college athletes compared to just us. I was like, oh, I got it. And like from there on, I understood, like, you really get it. And then when I was playing semi-pro, like there were some guys who got cut from NFL teams. And those guys were just so good, and you're like, oh, I can never do this. Got it. Okay, got it. I can never. This is my limit of football right here. It's like a low college level is my fucking limit. Like these guys are so strong, so fast, so fucking quick, dude. You're like, oh, yeah, no, okay. That's why when I go, oh, that guy sucks. I mean, he sucks in the NFL compared to other
in
NFL
context.
Athletes. Not to you and me. So I want to make that clear. When I criticize an athlete, I mean, they suck to other and professionals, not to the average person.
Right. Yeah. And it's kind of funny because like, I'm sure there are tons of people that would like, the saying always is like Monday morning quarterbacking. And you kind of look back at that stuff and it's like, oh, actually like, if you really do compare them to the average person, like they had to be the top 1% of their school, the top 1% of their college, and then the top 1% of all the people who like were potential to get picked just to be like that backup quarterback. Like this is, we're already talking about anomaly, and the people who are like, you know, Troy Polamalu, who's like one of the most famous Steelers in the world. Right. You know, we're talking about like fucking the 99.9th percentile of person who just like is absolutely untouchable.
Dude, 100%. And like again, it's sometimes generational. Like you get a Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes back to back, which is crazy. Yeah. And sometimes you get guy like a Jordan then a LeBron. Like it's a gap between fucking. But yeah, dude, it's people don't get it. They just don't understand how good these dudes are. And that's why to be like, oh, that chick is good in college. Like, okay. Sure. Yes, she is good in college. Yeah. Go against the worst NBA team. Mm-hmm. It's also the thing of like, let's say one of the best college football teams in the world is like Georgia, right? Mm-hmm. Or like Michigan, right? They won the title last year. It's like, oh, Michigan could beat, you know, the Browns. No, they can't. the worst, and if an NFL team, the Lions, when they went 0-16, would have beat the fucking balls off the best college team that year. Not even close. You know why? Because I think it's 1-3% of D1 athletes get drafted to the NFL. That's it.
Wow.
That's it. So all those, how many D1 schools are there? 250, right? Plus D1 football schools, top of the state. All this shit. If you look at Ohio State, 10 guys will get drafted. They have 100 guys in their team, and 10 get drafted.
Right.
Georgia, 7 will go. Oregon, 2 will go. But all those guys on that team are the shit. Not good enough to go to the next level, though. Mm-hmm. Now, think about that. You know, it's just everything gets, like, refracted down, like, percentages until, like, you get to the Tom Brady. That's why people are like, Tom Brady – Tom Brady is, you'll never, maybe Pat Mahomes, but like those two guys, you'll never see quarterbacks like that ever again.
Right.
Like, they're so good at football. Mm-hmm. It's, you can't describe it. Like, I don't like LeBron personally. I think he's a piece of shit scumbag. But, like, to be like, he's not good is retarded. You know what I'm saying? Him and Jordan are the best players of all time. It's not close. So, you know, like, generational talents. Like, they're so good at what they do. And for people to be like, that guy sucks, kill yourself. Like, you're such a fucking asshole, dude. Like, it pissed me off so much.
Well, you know, I we kind of went all over the place, but do you think we're at World War III or the end of the world? Because, you know, I'll throw it over to you first. I'll give my thoughts.
Nah. Oh, actually, I wanted to talk about the fucking redhead libertarian thing with you.
Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but I'll do World War III thing first. No, I don't think so. I think that, like I said on Fox at Midnight, I think that whole Iran thing was legitimately a show. I think that was theater. I think we even told them, like, even in the conspiracy world, of them like being like, yeah, just launch some drones. It takes 8 hours. Like, dude, I could fight off 100 drones in 8 hours by myself. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they're probably just like, all right, guys, like, I get it. We've really fucked with you over the last, like, 5 years. You go ahead, get a little rowdy now, but dude, keep that shit under control, because, like, we will nuke you.
Right, because that's the thing. For Israel to not respond, like, you know, we had to be like, just let it go. It's like letting your little brother, like, get a hit off you. Mm-hmm. It's like, just get a hit.
If Iran really did get unruly, Israel is, like, the only country over in the Middle East that has, like, legit nukes that are but they're not signatories to, like, any treaties or anything like that. So, I mean, really, if Iran really, like, got fucking, if they really wanted to fuck around, then, I mean, Israel could just say, all right, bet.
FOFA, goodbye. I mean, that'd be rough on the world, but they can.
Yeah.
I don't think they would, though, because I think it would be too much blowback. That's what I'm saying. I don't think anybody's dumb enough to use nukes. Yeah. I don't think we're dumb enough to use it. I think that really is all just shit talk. Because everybody knows the world would end. Like, it's just, even if you have all the money in the world, you can't survive the world, end of the world. It doesn't matter. Like, you only have a finite time still. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, mutually assured destruction, I think, kind of does keep a lot of people's fingers off the nuclear buttons. And, like, even everyone was freaking out saying World War III with Iran. I'm like, I really don't think, like, Russia's probably not looking at Iran and going, like, you know, we're kind of like, we're not taking it, you know, we're not getting Ukraine easily, but it's not exactly, like, hard either. But, like, I don't think we have tons of people to say, hey, let's go fight in Iran too. I think what would happen if a regional war broke out with Iran, they would probably be by themselves with, like, you know, obviously Hezbollah. And then they're, like, surrounding countries, but they're like, Russia and China are probably going to be like, We can't get our hands dirty with this.
First of,
like,
all, Russia has soldiers shooting themselves in the head because they don't even want to be in Ukraine. I've watched 1,000 videos of drone footage of Russians being like, fuck this, boom, and just taking themselves out in foxholes. It's crazy. So I don't think Russia, Scott Horton even said this too. He's like, Russia's poor and broke and their military is trash. It's like, they don't have anything. That's why the whole Russia fear propaganda is such a joke. It's like, they can't win anything. What are you talking about? This isn't the Russia of World War II. Like, it's dumb.
Russia is, if I remember correctly, Russia is, like, way bigger than the United States, right?
Oh, and then, I mean, physically,
like,
yes.
Yeah. But then, like, Ukraine is 1/16 the size of the United States. And, like, Russia is having a tough time taking over Ukraine. And you're telling me they're going to, like, move on Poland? Like,
yeah. I mean, granted, we are giving Ukrainians, like, Bradleys and shit that are way better than everything Russia has. Right. Dude, one Bradley goes, like, 85 miles an hour and can hit shit on the move. And they're like, that's not even fair. Like, what the fuck? We're still using the T2s from fucking World War II.
But I mean, like, see, even at that, like, Russia's still moving forward. Not fast, but, like, I think what everybody thought was kind of like Russia was just going to walk in and kick their asses. Yeah. But I think they underestimated, like, how much the world was going to go behind Ukraine. But, like, even at that, I think everybody's kind of like, like, we can't keep doing this, man.
It really is. Like, can we wrap it up? It's like, this is stupid. So much money and lives lost for fucking literally no reason. It's wild.
Yeah. So, okay. When it comes to the redhead libertarian, I have a great ability at pissing off people with large following. And, like, I sent her into a fucking spiral. Like, she literally brought up a picture that had nothing to do with me.
I still don't get it. I don't get it. Was it a mistake? I can only think it was a mistake.
No, because she, like, doubled down on it. She was like, oh, he was definitely active on Twitter 4 years ago. Adam, you were on my podcast. I want to say it was October or November of 2021, because I started the podcast in mid to early October 2021. I got on Twitter, I want to say like a week, maybe at most a month before I started the podcast. That was, would have been at earliest September of 2021. That was almost 2 years after the thing that she's talking about. And she said that I was freaking out about it.
Yeah.
And then doubled down after I said, that's not me.
And it was a picture of a dog? Like, what the fuck? I genuinely didn't understand. I still, that's why I'm like, was it a mistake? Like, I don't remember. I genuinely don't remember. But the fact that people are loving Pie Skeletor is hilarious.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sorry that you didn't get like all the recognition.
It's fine. It's being used, and you tagged me today in it. Dude, that guy followed me off that.
Oh, nice.
By the way, which I thought was very funny.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, Pie Skeletor crushed. I'm glad it's crushing for you. It's doing numbies.
Yeah, well, it's funny because she was like, oh, well, they say that to insult my body. Like, oh, yes. Okay, now, yeah.
Also, yes, obviously. Like, what the fuck else would I say that for?
Yeah, but like, you know, it's funny. Like, oh, well, I'm a big bad woman who's, you know, oh, this Kyle needs to come out and play. Like, first of all, I think it's hilarious that she's like tweaking because I have her blocked and I keep quote tweeting her and she just continues to have a fucking meltdown about it.
Block
and
you? Then, like, what is she doing?
Yeah, like, you could easily block me. I'm not going to be upset. I would block me in that situation.
Of course.
Like, fuck, if I know, yeah, if somebody has me blocked and I don't know, then I fucking block him back. But like in that situation, oh, you know, come on out and play. You know, he's a big boy. He can defend himself. Like, no, I'm going to sit here and talk shit to you because you're going on a fucking tear, screenshotting, lying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It just builds my brand. You know, what's funny is that I actually like lost some followers over it, but I'm like,
oh, I'm sure you did.
Yeah. But you know what, dude, if I got to fucking burn the whole world down to fucking my whole brand down to tell the truth about some of these motherfuckers, so be
it. Yeah. I mean, how I view that whole situation is I threw the fucking towel in after my – so I had a thing, public thing with her too, and I called her Pie Skeletor to her face, which is very satisfying. Not face, you know, virtually, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like she's like friends with like Top. She's friends with Clint, whatever. And it's like they're my good boy. It's not worth the fucking shit, you know, to get into it with her. Like, for what? I said what I had to say. I still believe what I said. It's just I'm not going to keep repeating the same argument I had a year ago. Mm-hmm. And again, to what piss off my friend, like, it's not worth it. So it's like I'll just, you know, watch from the fucking rafters and just tip my hat to taking credit for Pie Skeletor. But like, yeah, I just don't. It's stupid. All these fucking chicks who do this shit, it's dumb. No one has an original thought. It's like, I don't either. I'm not saying I do, but like, I'm not also claiming to be some super smart, influential dude. Mm. I just listen to other smart dudes talk and read their shit. I'm like, yeah, that's how I feel. Right. Right. Like, you know, and I go, yeah. And then I just, dude, my whole vessel is I just try to get like people who are right leaning to be like, no, but get it all the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like fully get what I'm trying to tell you, like fully get liberty, like fully get. That's my vessel. Fuck lefties. I don't give a shit about them. I don't want to share soil, so I'm good. I don't need to convince you of my path. You know, you suck.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you go live your life, and I'm just going to try to convince right-leaning minded people to walk this way. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, generally the way that I kind of see things is a lot like you, where like I really don't interact with a lot of like leftists other than like there's a select few left-leaning people who are anti-imperialists that are like really good on foreign policy, and for that, I mean, I'll talk to them all the time.
Sure, about but that's the thing, like, but yeah. like about that. Right. So like, okay. So like I said, I flew home with Brechtenwald half by happenstance on the other day, like, yeah. We were sitting next to each other. We talked about, that holy shit, my brain, what the fuck was what did I just say?
You're talking about sitting next to Michael Rechtenwald.
No, but before, right. The thing that I just, that triggered me to say that, what did you just say?
Leftist and foreign policy.
Right. About the, no, I got it. We were talking about the, and the rage, the war machine.
Oh, rage against war machine.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, the reason I was like, fuck that. It was like, cause we were working with communists who directly want me dead in every other facet of life, except for the one thing we agree on. I'm like, no, Like, I'm not going to walk side by side with this scumbag who literally would have me killed tomorrow if he could because of the way I want to be, because I want to be left alone.
Right.
But because we both agree on we shouldn't do war, I'm going to be like, yeah, let's fucking knock it over again. We should be like, yeah, let me fucking, you know, buddy. No, fuck you, dude. Like, I just, that's what we were talking about, that shit. Like, I don't agree with, no, fuck you. I don't care. We have to agree on more than one thing.
I get it, and I'm a little 50-50 on it, because like there's the non-woke leftists, kind of like I think of Misty Winston, Abby Martin, Robbie Martin, and Nick from the Revolutionary Blackout Network, and some of these other people, and like we do disagree on some stuff, but like when we start talking about like the way that the West does empire and generally does fuck lower income people by the way of like, you know, the same shit that we talk about in libertarianism, where it's like these big bankers and, you know, the military industrial complex does fuck everybody at the expense of everybody else. They agree on that, but like, it's just the means to get there. I think they just have the wrong idea. Like, oh, this is capitalism. Well, like, I give people who are anti-West, so to speak, some credit, because like, look, I think we were talking about this a little bit yesterday with like the boomers and stuff, where like, if you grew up in a world where you've seen all of these wars break out over the last 20 years through, you know, Yemen, Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, you name it. And then you can't afford housing and college is super expensive and you can't afford healthcare. And then people tell you, well, this is freedom, democracy, and capitalism, which we would agree it's not. Then I understand why they're anti-West. I think their definitions are wrong because, you know, heavy government intervention in these markets, but they don't apply it there, which is like the frustrating part. It's like, you guys are, you're so close to getting it, but you say, oh, it's capitalism, the voluntary exchange of goods and services.
It's crony capitalism, which isn't real capitalism. Right. It's
exactly,
it's like moderate, it's like fascism in a way, really. Right.
Yeah.
Like the,
honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, but like, yeah, they're better, sure.
Yeah.
But the other ones who legitimately were like, no, I'm a communist.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck them. I don't give a shit, like, you know, what they do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to associate with them. They literally hate me. Like, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, there were definitely some there that were definitely like that. Like, there were literally dudes like full on masks with the fucking flag and everything. I'm like, all right. Sorry, we're good here. But like, you know, there's Jimmy Dore is probably like the most well-known leftists that are like good on stuff. Like, he was good on COVID. Like, and it's so funny because, you know, we could go on about this for like hours, but like, you know, in 2020, when all of a sudden the medical industrial complex became the thing to fall behind because the science told you that, or told you to fall behind it. And it's so frustrating because like, as somebody that tries to put forth credible evidence on health and fitness, when I say like, hey, this is what the science on hypertrophy or nutrition says, people are like, oh, well, what are you doing? Like, you read studies, you look up this stuff. Like, well, yeah, but I mean, like, this is different than health research, you know, crony research funded by like vaccine manufacturers and stuff like that. Like, this is stuff that you could actually use to improve your life. Me telling you that the COVID medical treatment from 2020 and 2021, is going to reduce your risk, even though we saw that was bullshit.
Right.
That doesn't improve your life. But when I tell you like, hey, if you increase your protein intake and you hit each muscle group, you know, twice a week and you get a little bit more physical activity in, you're going to gain a better body composition. That improves your life. Whereas once again, this crony research doesn't improve your life. Like, I'm all about presenting information that helps people get better. So that's why it frustrates me that we had so many fucking phony scientists coming out saying this stuff about, you know, the science behind COVID and, oh my God, look, everybody's going to die if not everybody gets, you know, treated with that medical treatment, and, you know, it's going to spread. And if you don't get that medical treatment, then it's going to be so much worse for you. And then everybody got it and everybody was fine.
Dude, I remember I never even got it during the whole time. I still never got it, but like,
really?
Wow. Yeah, I never got it. But it was funny because like that whole entire period, it just came down to truly like common sense of like, no, it doesn't sound right. Like, you know, like literally all of COVID could just be based on no, because I've been around for more than two minutes.
Right.
You know, so it's like, everything that the world's revolved around up until this point now doesn't matter. No, I'm just going to go with what I've been doing. the whole time, which was not wash my hands really, unless I like, you know, come back from like shitting or working out. Like, yeah. I'm just going to do what I always do. And just, I was not sick. I got a sinus infection because I get those like anyway, because I had those my whole life. And that's not because of COVID, it's because of my fucking stupid body. So it's like, it's my own body being like, we're getting sick. You know, it's not from an outside source. It's, I, yeah, I never did anything. I extra didn't wash my hands during COVID.
You're like, fuck the establishment.
I'm building all this shit up back. Dude, it's like the Carlin bit. It's like, yeah, we played in raw sewage, right? It's like, dude, I grew up next to the Staten Island dump. Not kidding. Like, I literally grew up a mile away from the dump. And up until they took it out of Staten Island in like 98, I think was the year they removed it. So for 12 years of my life, I grew up a mile away from the dump. And yeah, you don't think we weren't playing in runoff? Like, we 100% were. There was a park there we played at. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, like, is this water murky?
Yeah, it's like, why is it green? Who gives a fuck? Just like throw the ball, faggot. Like, yeah, that's what we would do. So it's like, who cares? So yeah, I all of COVID was really like, no, it doesn't sound right to me. Mm. And like, are you a scientist? I'm like, no, I'm just not retarded. I just kind of go off that. Right. Kind of go off not being retarded.
Yeah, you know what, dude? I will always hang my hat on the status I shared March 3rd. It was March 3rd of 2020, and I said, I'm not scared of the coronavirus. And, like, that was when everybody, even people who are, like, libertarians, were starting to freak out about it. I'm like,
yeah,
this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And proud to fucking
be
proven
me
right.
Yeah, me too. I was right away. I remember right away. I was like, no, this sounds like bullshit. I just can't figure out exactly how yet, and then obviously it became very obvious very right away. But like, yeah, I was like, now once Trump was like, we're locking, I was like, okay, well, this is fake. It's like, this is all, once the NBA started canceling games, I was like, oh man, this is gonna be a thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what,
that's the indicator, by the way, that has been my lifelong indicator of anything serious is or not ever, is if sports cancel for real, because like sports only cares about money. My whole life, like professional leagues, like, we're not canceling. You're your fucking mind. Like, dude, they play through earthquakes. Like, for real. So when once like baseball and basketball start canceling, like, oh, this is gonna be like a real thing now. Yeah. No.
You know what's funny is I thought the same exact fucking thing too. I remember when they said, oh yeah, we're canceling basketball games. I'm like, basketball and like football games, like, this might actually be serious. Like,
yeah, they might actually do something. I was like, fuck, they're going to shut shit down. They never shut sports down for anything. Yeah. They played through 9-11. 9-11, they took 2 days off. I'm not kidding. They took an afternoon off, and they were like, let's get back to football the next week. It was a fucking week.
Ashes pouring in the stadium. All right, motherfuckers, you got to get out there and throw some fucking ball, motherfucker.
No. We, in high school football, we had a week off. We went right back to playing. That was it. And I was in Staten Island. My friends and parents died. And they were like, you guys get a week and then go right back to it. I was like, all right, that's not, I'm not kidding.
Holy fuck, that's fucking
great. We were right back to it, dude. The Yankees were playing, the Giants, remember, we were wearing the FDNY hats and the NYPD hats and the Giants and Jets sideline and shit like that, dude. Yeah, I'm fucking... Right back. That didn't stop it. But this fucking, that's how I knew right away. Mm-hmm.
Fucking Christ, man. That push out throwing the first pitch.
Yeah. Which, by the way, to this day, electric as fuck. Even though I know it's all fake, it's still, I'll still have that propaganda be like, yeah, like America, even though I know it's all bullshit.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, well, you know what? To George Bush's credit, could you imagine Trump or Biden, like, especially Biden?
Yeah, he threw a strike, dude. That was awesome. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was awesome.
Could you?
It's kind of wild because, like, it's true. Again, I am a full believer in we did 9/11. Like, I believe the whole, I don't believe any of what they say. Still, if I watch that back, I'll get emotional because I put myself in where I was at the time, which was like a 13-year-old kid who's like, life is being crazed right now because I'm in the city this thing happened to, where personally I know people who are affected by it personally. So you're all emotional, and like the Yankees in the World Series that year too, which is crazy. And you're like, he throws a strike, you're like, America, they got me. 100%. Fucking hook, line, sunk that shit right down my throat. Like, totally. And then, you know, you grow up and you're like, damn it. Fuck, it's fake. You're like, why couldn't that be real? Why couldn't that just be a real thing?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. So I'm having Connor Freeman on tomorrow, and we'll probably, we can wrap on this, but he said, he said the last vestiges of American exceptionalism burned up with the ashes of Aaron Bushnell outside the front of the Israeli embassy. I'm like, oh, that's that's kind of fucking deep. But like, come to think of it, that's true. Like, I can't imagine either presidential candidate. I can't imagine any three of them, really, RFK, Trump, or Biden, doing something like that with George Bush without, even if there was like a war or something like that. Like, I think Americans are too fucking, I don't say jaded, but like divided, and not, that's not even necessarily a bad thing, but I think they're just so far apart in different realities that they're like, no, even if it was Biden or Trump throwing the fucking baseball, like one half of America is going to be like, right, fuck yeah. And the other half is going to be like, fuck you.
It is funny though, to, like there, because obviously sports, I would say, is mainly a more conservative leaning thing, yeah, as a right, as a whole. I'm not, again, there's a lot of lefties in sport. I'm not saying, so, I'm just saying as a whole,
generally. Yeah.
Every time Trump shows up at a UFC event, that place blows up.
Yeah. Well, once again, where's the fucking woke lib sitting watching a UFC match?
Exactly. Dude, he goes to college games, they're like,
yeah.
And so it is funny because when Biden does go, he gets booed every single time. Every single time. If right, he goes to a sporting event, he gets booed and Trump will get cheered. That's unobjective. Go watch right, every video. I like, yeah, you know, I'm not making this up. It's, and what that tells you, that sports is a conservative leaning movement and they hate Joe Biden. So dude, the fuck Joe. I mean,
Go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon literally came from NASCAR because they were like, fuck Joe Biden. And they had to be like, what? Quick live. Like, live, dude, quick.
It's everybody knew what that was. I remember making a video. It was one of the first videos I made on this channel. But I remember saying, like, look, dude, you know, there's no motherfucker sitting in the stands who were drinking a Miller High Life, talking about, you know, the joke is, you know, fucking their cousin or whatever, watching the left turn. They're not sitting there saying, let's go, Brandon, when people are asked about Joe Biden. They're, you know what it is, especially right after he got elected.
The libs in sports are mainly in like the coastal cities, and they you could spot them in the audience because they're like behind home plate, like in a suit and like a shirt and tie, but like they're wearing like a Yankee jersey over it because this came from like their fucking high powered liberal ass wall, whatever job, right? Yeah, yeah, and like I'm like, you're not even a real sports fan. Like, you're just sitting there because you could afford it, and like it's a status thing, and like people hate you. Like, just, you know, everyone in the bleacher creatures will have you fucking dead if they could. Like, they hate you because they're real sports fans and you're just some scumbag. But like you could always spot them, like especially LA, New York, Boston, like,
yeah,
you could, they're very obvious to pick out. And like again, I'm a season ticket holder to the Giants now. So when I go to the games next year, I'll be able to pick out throughout a season, like
shit lib.
Yeah, who the shit lib football fans are and who isn't.
Fuck yeah, man. All right, Adam, this was a awesome chat, dude. I'll have to have you on again. It's been fucking long time.
Yeah, brother, man. Bear, it's been a while.
Obviously, we do 5 till midnight every night, or every night, every Monday night.
Oh my god, yeah. Chaos.
Yeah, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you, support you, all that good stuff, man.
Yeah, add another on Twitter, please, and Instagram, TikTok, all the stuff, just all the things. Just follow me. Cult of Us podcast, youtube.com/cult of us. I do the Great Neil Wood again, 5 till midnight. Go subscribe to that. It's Kyle, myself, Luke, typo from Biting the Bullet, and some queer named Sam Urban from the Illegitimate Scholar podcast. Go follow us there. And I'll be in Duluth, Minnesota this weekend. And then I'll be doing mainly local stuff in PA, Jersey, New York. So just follow me on my socials. I'll just post all the dates that I have coming up for local stuff. I'm getting off the road for a bit because I don't want to travel anymore. I'm over it, bro. Coming back from Texas, right? So I was a connecting flight, so I had to go from Corpus Christi to Dallas to back to Philly.
Yeah,
I don't ever take it only for flights. I took Xanax because I can't sleep on planes. It's impossible. I don't know how people do it. You're psychopaths if you can sleep on a plane. It's so I have to drug myself. I took 4 milligrams of Xanax, and then I don't remember how I got back. Like, I lost time. Like, I don't remember how I got home.
Yeah.
I just gone. I was like, I gotta stop traveling. I was like, this is the last one for a bit. This is already scheduled, but like, I'm done. Like, I gotta just do local shit.
Everybody, you heard the man. Go support him. Go see him. I only saw you at one LP event, so I would love, you know, maybe near the Ron Paul Institute or something like that, because I know that's gonna be in DC in May.
Well, I might be trying to do a show at the national convention.
I think my wife and I are going to be traveling for that.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah, I know, man.
Well, it's not official anyway, but we're going to try.
Nice.
So.
All right. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Adam, if you got anything else, we'll close her out. I'll see you on the other side.
Laters.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.